attention, please. The next Metro train approaching your station will be a Metro Express train and will not stop.
Welcome to Voice of Cary Live. My name is Randy Scott. You are joining me in the beautiful village of Cary, Illinois. And this is your megaphone. This is your microphone. This is an independent venture from me that I started a while ago to try to bridge the gap between social media and talking with your neighbor. When I was a firefighter, I was always going on calls to where you'd go to a house and you'd be like, hey, you need to go to the hospital. And they'd be like, hey, no, I'm going to stay home. And then we'd be like, hey, do you have anybody next door that can just check in on you? It's like, hey, I don't know my neighbors, and I've lived here for 20 years. I want to get past that. I want us to all talk. And when we talk and get together, everything's better. And that's part of the reason, that is the reason why I'm here. You can see by the title, it's no secret that I'm running for local office. The beautiful Village of Cary mayor office. And I have never really used this platform to try to, if you've been a longtime listener, I've never really leveraged this platform to promote that. It's always been current events. It's always been trying to make people connect. Because I think with all politics, like when I was growing up, I would see political signs, and political signs would go up, and sometimes businesses would have them, sometimes people's yards would have them, and we all know, like, on a federal level, that it's very dividing. And I'm like, these politicians spend so much money on signs, and then people are like forced to like, well, I'm one side or the other. I support my opponent. I support my opponent and his position. I respect the position. I like to blow wind in the sails of who's ever in the presidential office or the mayor's office. That doesn't necessarily that mean that we agree on policy, but it's important to respect the fabric of what we've created here. And if we stop respecting that and just sling mud, then, you know, we're taking steps backwards. And that's something that I don't want to do. I want to take steps forward, especially with a family. I want to take steps forward. And that's why I'm here with you live in an it's just a wonderful experience. It's such a learning curve for me because I never did live video. I never sat down and spoke to a camera. And I want to kind of share with you one of the reasons and give you some insight of like the way I think and what moves me and what motivates me. I think that might be helpful to give you some insight about that. I was a firefighter for 10 years. Loved every minute of it. It's a great organization. If you live in Cary, you have a lot to be proud of, and you should put your head on the pillow at night knowing what I know about the fire and police departments. To where you know that you have a strong response. And I was greatly proud to be part of that organization. When I was expecting, we were starting a family and I was expecting my daughter, wanted to create some more freedom and some more time to spend with kids, you know, my kids. So I would sit in the radio room, which is right at the front of the station, and I'd stare at the Cary Smoke Shop, which we remember being there. And I can still remember there's a blinking light because it was flashing. It was a bad light. And there were bongs in the window. There was lottery signs in the window, and I would, during the day, I would watch families ride their bikes by, and I was like, this needs to be something for the community. And you can see how that turned out. We worked very hard on that, and we still do to this day, and we have an amazing team. But little did I know, when I was staring at that smoke shop and I had all these dreams, they say never meet your heroes. And when I say hero, I don't really mean one specific person. It's really just the machine of how the organization, the aura of the goals of the organization that got me interested into getting into running for local office. And I'm going to share with you, we're going to go all the way back to November 19th, 2020. And we all know what was going on in 2020. And it's something that, and this was even before we opened. We opened in January of 21. Ice cream shop in winter, right? So I want to share with you something that, an email that I got that has stayed with me to this day. Something that I've carried with me every single day. I haven't really been able to, the steps that I've taken after getting this email to try to right the ship for my kids' sake and for your sake at home, has really stayed with me, because it's kind of in my fabric. When I see something wrong, I refuse to accept, like, that's just how it is. And I want to get in there and make things better. And that's why I'm here. So let's just go through this email together. Of course, it's a live show, and my overhead camera is on the fritz, but give me one moment while I fix that. Live show, everything's going great. Okay, welcome back. Sorry about that. At least you know it's proof it's a live show, right? All right. So what do we have here? It's an email from Mr. Kaunick to myself at the ice cream shop. Good afternoon, Mr. Scott. We are looking forward to having a new business in Cary, especially an ice cream shop. Hoping it will be a tremendous success, which is nice. I was under the impression we had an appointment today at 2 to discuss your business. I know you sent an email to my personal email, which I don't use for village business. You did not indicate that you were canceling the meeting, just that you were busy, as we all are this day and age. But we do need to meet regarding your sign. And what he was referring to, the sign, was the logo. As you know, your sign was denied by the ZPA on November 12th, 2020. The sign that they're referring to was, we originally had a design for the top sign on the building, which did not fall in line with the village code, which we made the necessary adjustments for, and that's the sign on the top of the building that you see today. Which, fun fact, the one facing Cary Algonquin, the Cary is actually from the Cary Smoke Shop. We use that Cary from the Cary Smoke Shop. Because signs are really expensive. My staff has indicated you are making revisions that fall into line with the current sign usage and at the center, which is appreciated. The village has concerns with your choice of logo. That's pretty much where this starts. The Village Pump has been part of our branding for decades, and we have just launched a new and improved version to coincide with our new municipal center, Village Hall. I'm sure you've seen this on our correspondence and village vehicles. This has been discussed with several trustees who also have concerns about your choice of logo. Your intended logo will send potentially confusing messages to the public, linking your business to the Village of Cary. There is no business in Cary utilizing our pump house as their company identity. We prefer you integrate a different logo for your business. We can discuss this further at a meeting. So I get that letter, and the logo that we had created, we met this really good graphic designer out in Arizona. And what I gave him to kind of go and run with it was just a whole bunch of stuff. I said, research Cary, Illinois. And I gave him like just everything about Cary, Illinois. And the logo that he came up with that we use today was at the very end of his night. And he's like, I'm just going to make this. And I was like, this is beautiful. This is perfect. We got it federally trademarked through the U.S. Trademark and Patent Office. Put a lot of money into it. Started using it in branding. And I got this email. And then I got a call from their lawyer saying that they were going to sue me for the logo. And I calmly explained to the lawyer that I refuse to believe that I live in such a place that I'm about to raise my family in that has a municipality that is dictating a private business on logo usage. And I said, I know trademark law enough to stand up for myself. And I'm like on the phone with him, I'm walking in the parking lot talking on the phone. And I'm thinking to myself, like, if they're willing to do this to me, like how many times have they strong-armed other businesses to against folks that maybe didn't have such knowledge of trademark law or any sort of law? I was imagining, like, what if I wasn't involved and my wife was the only one? And she's met with this sort of tyranny. Um, So I just said it's going to stay. And we continued using it. They didn't like that. They did not like that. I have here they have theirs trademarked with the state. Ours is a federal trademark. And there's something called a first use in trademarks. And our first use is before their first use of their new logo design. And even if that wasn't the case, like, we're a different class of services. They're a municipality. We're an ice cream shop. And in the world of trademarks, there's like use, like classifications of use. I told the lawyer, I'm like, if you guys were Lake Geneva and you had a logo for your town, and I open up a municipality next year and I use something that looks like your logo, and then I start shaving off tourism dollars, like, you have a case. I said, we sell ice cream. And the I've had it reviewed. I had to spend money on it. And they're like, no, this isn't right. Ever since that day, village code enforcement have had a microscope, sending people, talking to my wife to move a sign, an A-frame sandwich board sign, 2 inches closer to the building. I viewed that as kind of like a strong arm of like, hey, we see you, this is how it's going to be. And then shortly after, the business expanded next door into the old Allstate building for storage and office space and cake decorating and whatnot. And I was, this was like during the pandemic. I was like, people need to see inspiration. And that's part of the whole reason why I, you know, traveled everywhere to try to find equipment for this place. And the sign that's covered up today, that's been covered up for a long time, originally started as it looks like a Halloween decoration, which we've played into, but it's actually because we had to fall into compliance with the code, which they decided to enforce after not enforcing it for a long time. And you see at Crystal Lake, it's really hard driving around like different areas and seeing the same thing I have. And I remember, like, I've had private investigators come to my house, served by McHenry County Sheriff, a lawsuit for the window. And the reason why I decided to take that route, because covering it like how it is now, it's in compliance. And the reason why I decided to take that route was a decision I made for my kids and for the better of residents and business owners in the village of Cary. Because it needed attention. I wanted people to open their eyes to like the overstepping. The day I found out I was having my son, we put $5,000 on a credit card for a lawyer to go into court for the sign thing. And then that's just, I was told that law is economics. And he said, they're trying to squeeze you. And that sort of stuff just doesn't set with me. I'm like, I'm going to be raising my kids in this town. The town that I had thought I was working for, it's like, you should never meet your heroes. And if somebody had just said, hey, you know, we're trying to do this. It was always force. It was always force. And I was like, this is not a village. And if somebody had just said, hey, we're trying to do, this is where we're trying to go to. This is why this exists. And like, I know we've had our things with the sign, but that never happened. Because when it comes to regulation, it's not like I'm a rebel against regulation. Regulation's there for a reason. I just don't believe in that overstepping and how it was rolled out. I immediately thought of like other people having to go through this. And then if my kids try to start a business trying to go through this. And that was the reason why I dug in on that issue. And the village has $10,000, over $10,000 worth of fines for me on that sign. It was $5,000 through the court and $5,000 through the village, which I'm prepared to take care of if I get elected immediately. But it's an issue that needed attention. And then the reason why I share with you that story is because I carry that on my shoulders. Fast forward like 4 years, 3 years, I'm doing court for one of the many court cases against the village of Cary, against me, for the sign. And this one court date I was waking up for in the morning. I was due in court, and I had a few days before that, I had what I had thought to be a UTI. And this is too much information, I know. But UTI, and I thought I had licked it with cranberry juice. Everything was going good, but the infection had gotten worse, and I hadn't been eating right. And on the morning of that day, I needed an ambulance. And I was not myself. And that's exactly what I got. I was outside and of my house, and an ambulance took me to the hospital, thankfully, and I got treated for that infection, and I was shortly back to normal. Everything that I starting from wanting to go on calls for service in the town to having dreams looking across the street to acting on those dreams to carrying the weight on my shoulders of trying to enact change for a better tomorrow within the village on many different levels, not just this. I take full responsibility for that. I just carry that on with me because I care so much. And I will continue to care. And I look forward to I thought that was worth explaining today. I do this show live. I have the phone and text. The easiest way to probably get to is text. I'm very proud to be in the situation that I'm in, to be able to try to pave the way, because sure as hell we're gonna need it with technology, watching my kids buried in tablets. Not all the time, but they watch Bluey. But I'm just imagining the challenges that they're going to have to face with surveillance state, with technology, privacy, and just not really growing up with that sense of community and that sense of a small town, to where they know that they have a strong unit, like a strong village. Like, if you take the word village back to the, you know, early days, that was like, we're a strong unit. And that's what I'm here to do. I didn't mean to be too serious on this show. I just wanted to bring that to you because I mean, you guys always deserve that. And like I said, it's something that I've carried with me, and it's actually really nice to talk about it. At the very least, I hope it just is an indication of what I'm willing to do for our community and our families. It's not just, it wasn't just a sign to me. It was a look behind the curtain of what happens when the government begins to think that they are the government. And there's no humanity, and power just gets out of control. So if you that number that's on the description, if you have any questions or comments, please give them to me. I want to clear the air with that, and that's what I'm here to do. To where I'm here for not only like village issues, but if you have questions for me. Let me see if there's any chats here. If you've watched the show in the past, there's probably new viewers in this one. I encourage you to watch the last show. We went over quite a few things that affect the community, like the New Haven Road, New Haven Drive becoming a road to 31. And you know, something else that weighs on me is just the dismantling of our history locally, and the dismantling of our town, like a systematic dismantling of our of what the people moved into this area had signed on to. and thought that they were moving into. Like, you see the scoreboard next to me. Like, I remember playing baseball at those Maplewood fields and having all those memories with my dad and my mom. I had no idea this was on their radar when I had my first child, and I was like thinking to myself, I'm like, this is going to be awesome. I'm going to be able to watch them play ball on these fields. And I understand change happens. It's just, if you just think about it, that's why I call for parents to get involved. I desperately want our parents to get involved with local happenings, not just with government. It's desperately needed at the government level, but it's also desperately needed at just local organizations like baseball, soccer, coaching. And that's why I call parents to get involved. I see really great things for getting back to basics, showing bureaucracy the door, and like if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And this is not saying I'm always perfect, but you know, I'm taking a stand for the town that we live in. And you figure there's a lot of people that want to see different things in Cary. There's a lot of folks that want to see Cary in a different direction. And if I didn't throw my hat in the ring, it'd be unopposed. And, you know, I never knew I was going to be in politics. But I'm navigating it. And I don't consider myself a politician. I consider myself a servant to the public. I want to create an environment to where police are supported. They're not afraid to get out of their cars to protect our community, because they know they have the full, complete backing of our municipality. I want to stop leasing our police cars so we can put the necessary protections in those police cars that you can't do when you lease them. I want to bring the fire chief into a sitting position at these board meetings instead of just sitting in the audience. I want to get back to basics. Take a look at our water supply to where we update the safety standards of our water supply. I go through the village board meeting packets, and on that is delivery for 5-gallon water containers for a water cooler. I want to get our water to the point to where the people who are serving it want to drink it. If you watch past shows, you've seen that our roads are being neglected, and there's a trend of our roadways going into failing status and severe status. I want to get, if you're, if it's all time and resources. If you come in as a village team member for your daily duties and you're tasked with, well, you got the Route 31 project, you got to spend time on that. You got the Maplewood project, you got to spend time on that. You got other stuff. You got the apartments. We have 1,000 apartments on the books. And there's all these pet projects that are getting time and attention, all while forgetting the street outside in front of your house. And when I say street, I don't just mean potholes. I mean everything that travels on that street. I mean the fire, the police, the public works. Basic stuff, instead of completely running ourselves dry trying to chase down these incentives to bring in new stuff that the majority of the public doesn't want. And I'm here to serve as a conduit for you, and to hopefully to where you can see that you align with me. And if we don't, I want to hear about it. But it's always good to hear, you know, people that, if you just come home and watch videos and you're in your silo of news, it can become isolating. And that's part of the reason why I wanted to do this live show, was because people need to hear that there's like-minded people out there that want a strong village. And that's what I'm here to do. The last show, I was going to touch on a few things, but I thought I'd just clear the air with that. Yeah. It's a... I have no intentions of breaking like viewership records. This is not like I'm not trying to take this national. I'm not trying to do anything. This is a like an independent venture to try to bring our village together, to bring it back to basics. Our village code has over 800 pages in it. And in the intro, you see, like our old Main Street. Some of the things the mayor did with the Main Street are great. But if you've been watching it for as long as I have, it's kind of a. Here you go, and then we're going to play around. So pay attention to my left hand while we do a whole bunch of stuff with the right. I don't like that. I like empowering people to be involved with their community, in the direction of their community. And that's something that we desperately need. And like I said, I'm not perfect, and I carry a lot of the weight on my shoulders, and I've been learning how to deal with it. But the thing is now is that I'm battle hardened, and I am, you know, every day I learn, like, about stuff that, like, everything I've learned in the past is like scaffolding on which I stand on to be able to. Like, small towns don't forget. Small towns don't forget when there's overstepping and overreaching. And I'm very honored to be. I just today looked at the McHenry County Clerk's website, and it had me on the ballot. And I was like, I was so proud to be on there. And I take that responsibility very seriously, to where I'm like, to be in the race and to have my hat in the ring is just so, I hope it inspires. And it's been a journey. But it's only just begun. And I really look forward to, I really want people to call or text, to where we have, things that you want to talk about and things that you want to discuss, about Carrie. It could be anything. So, thank you very much for joining me today on Voices Carrie Live. I will, I'll push the stuff back that I had for today till tomorrow, and we'll have some fun tomorrow, to where we can to take a look at. We do village board meeting watch parties, and it's to just bring it to a different platform to be able to bring it to you. I think when you empower and bring people into the discussion, instead of just lip service, okay, we'll hear you out, but then we're going to do whatever the heck we want anyway, that's fatiguing on the public. And there needs to be some corrective action for that, to where we bring in the voices of Carrie. And thank you very much for being here today and joining me. And we broadcast live every weekday at 9 to X Rumble, YouTube, Facebook. And then if you don't like to see my face for radio, you can download the podcast. And I look forward to joining you here again tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Have a wonderful evening, and we will see you tomorrow. Take care.
You're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Reach for the sky.
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole.
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right. Your toys.
Play nice.